Welcome to Casual Connects, where we dive into the everyday conversations that shape our lives. I'm Zachariah Abercrombie, and each week I'm joined by friends from all walks of life to explore everything from religion and politics to sports and dating. In this space, we believe that every chat is a chance to connect, whether we're recapping the latest game, sharing personal stories, or tackling the tough topics that matter. So grab your favorite drink, pull up a chair, and join us as we chat, laugh, and sometimes debate our way through the ordinary and the extraordinary. Let's get started. This week's topic on Casual Connect will be all about school spirit, or the lack thereof here at UT Tyler. Now, I want you to picture what you think school spirit is, and then I want you to align that with what we have here at UT Tyler. In your mind, if it's anything like mine, the first thing that comes to mind is people wearing jerseys, sweaters, anything that pertains to the university. I think I've seen maybe two people this year just walking around campus wearing something that pertains to UT Tyler. Now, we don't really have any big traditions here, and sports are kind of an afterthought. So it's school pride just isn't visible on a day-to-day basis here. I remember when I first arrived, I was surprised by how low-key everything felt. I never heard about any games. I never heard about any events. It was just like I was here to just go to school, and that was it. And school spirit is essential for building that sense of community and belonging that, you know, makes your time here on campus memorable. It's a large part of the college experience. And we just don't have that here. And that got me thinking, why is that the case? And 2 years later, in the spring of 2023, I would figure out the answer to my question. That spring, I took a class called Sports Marketing, and the entire class was dedicated to figuring out why school spirit was so low and how to boost school spirit by sports. And the way we did that was by increasing attendance at sporting events. And to put some context to this class, it was very rigorous. We had, imagine doing a capstone in the first month of school or the first month of the semester. And that's pretty much what we did. But anyway, more on that later. We found that UT Tyler was at a disadvantage. Unlike larger schools like Texas and Texas A&M, UT Tyler didn't have the decades of deep-rooted traditions. We didn't have the major football programs, couldn't serve alcohol, and there was no tailgating. At those largest things, you have those things beyond the football games and the tailgates, and that's what draws people in. While UT Tyler has a good athletics program, we didn't have that kind of draw. And not only did we not have that kind of draw, a lot of students come from surrounding areas, and they don't live on campus. And so when they drive sometimes an hour, 45 minutes to get to campus, they're going to be more concerned about school and studying. They don't really have the time to do sporting events. So we had to, our capstone was a way to incentivize them to go to the games, thus increasing school spirit for UT Tyler. And the way we did that was by throwing a theme night, a Hawaiian theme night. We had games, like mini games during the timeouts, half court shot to win a trip to Hawaii. And we had dance competitions at the very end to give away $1,000 to a school organization. And it was a hit. Nobody won the Hawaii trip, but we did give away $1,000 to the girls soccer team. And we got at least 400 people to attend the games, which was a major step up from where UT Tyler was at. And the second part of that was presenting ways to increase participation to the then athletic director, Dr. Howard Patterson. And one of the things we mentioned to him is that there needs to be tailgates. And he was like, oh, well, there's a lot of drinking. And I explained to him that, look at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is a dry campus. They don't serve alcohol at their games, or they don't allow it on campus, yet they're still able to draw tens of thousands of people. And he was like, well, there's one problem. We don't have a football team. And I was like, I know. I knew you were going to say that, but another school, Gonzaga, that has half of our student population, and their basketball teams are packed. I mean, they're it's one of the best atmospheres in the country. If you search it up on YouTube, you'll see them just bouncing the stadium, shaking. It's a great time. And I told him that we don't have to, you know, have the alcohol or the football program to make people interested. We just have to give them a reason to go. And we said during the census, like, having a tailgate where you just have food and you're giving away t-shirts and prizes, and that'll really keep people, it'll at least get people to go. And then you have things throughout the game, like the little dance competitions or the half court shot, to keep those little golden nuggets to keep people interested and keep them lasting. And I didn't think too much of it until this year, when they started having tailgates, and I started seeing some of the things that we had presented to him being put into place. So that was great to see. But yeah, and now I'm going to present to you another idea that I think that can really not only boost attendance at sports games, but reignite or put like spark of flame amongst the student populace. And I think having a student organization dedicated to these sort of things, the University of Alabama is probably the best example of this. They have a group called the Crimson Chaos, where they were having a problem similar to here, where they couldn't get people to come to events outside of football, like volleyball, basketball. And what they did was they put in place a group of students that gave away free shirts, organized rallies, provided incentives like free items at local restaurants or discounts at local restaurants, and privileged seating to games and early access to games. And it really, they were really able to build up that attendance, and they were able to create a vibrant atmosphere. And I think something like that at UT Tyler would be very successful. I've named them the Minutemen after in colonial times. The Minutemen were ready at a minute's notice to be wherever they needed to be to rally the troops. And it works perfectly with the Patriot mascot. Having a group like this in place will not only give students a way to be active in the school spirit and school participation and things, but they'll also be able to draw people into these games. And even beyond games, like community outreach, like just getting people involved with the university will go a long way. And because even though it may not be strong right now, it's never too late to change it. With some efforts from the Minutemen and students, we can build that excitement and pride in our campus. And it's up to us to make it a place more than just somewhere to go class, like building that warmth of community and making it a family. So yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on the school spirit. I want to thank you for tuning in to the pod, and let's see if we can't turn this campus into, you know, one big party.